Good day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn for the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network and the Oklahoma Farm Report. Earlier this week, the USDA released its crop production report. We sat down with Mike Schulte, Executive Director of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, to get his takeaways on what that report revealed, what that means for the Oklahoma wheat crop, and his outlook from both a regional and national perspective on some of the marketing opportunities out there for this 2019 crop and into the future.
I think that they're probably right in line, just based on looking at what we're seeing in Texas and in Kansas. No doubt, predictions of the crop are a little bit more in each state than what they were at this time last year, given the drought conditions that we were coming out of. But moving forward, I think it's important to note that we still have the lowest amount of acres planted since 1909. I think the market has started to react to that, knowing that we've gotten into a weather market in the southern plains over the last few weeks. And I think the concern is on corn plantings. There's going to certainly be less corn acres planted, no doubt, throughout the Midwest. And how is the market going to react to that moving forward when it comes to feed usage in the U.S. here moving forward this coming season? And then, is the wheat going to have an opportunity to follow that price moving forward? So, I'm a little bit more optimistic than I was a month and a half ago, just based on where we were going into this crop. I think, there could be potential that we might have a relatively decent crop for producers, and maybe there's going to be some price opportunities. Also, globally, they're extremely dry in Canada and the EU, as well as the Australian regions. So we know that the market is reacting to that, and they're not predicted to come in as much in the Russian wheat crop this coming year as what they had the last two previous years. So I think global outlook moving forward maybe is going to have better opportunities for us moving forward for marketing our wheat in our region. I certainly hope so.
Yeah, and that actually brings up a great topic. I know that you guys just recently attended a Mexican wheat buyers conference there in Mexico, hosted by the U.S. Wheat Associates. Tell us a little bit about that conference and what you gained from there. Especially, I know that moods have probably improved since Trump has decided not to put extra tariffs on Mexico after just rescinding the previous one. So tell us a little bit about that experience.
So no doubt, last week we did go to the Mexican Wheat Trade Conference that was put together by U.S. Wheat Associates and the other 17 member states that make up U.S. Wheat Associates. All the talk was about the tariffs and how we would continue our relationships with Mexico if those were placed, and what that would look like if there were extensions placed on those tariffs over the coming months. And so, great concern. I think the one thing that has always benefited us here in the Southern Plains in Texas and Oklahoma, we certainly have always had really good relationships with the Mexican Millers Associations in those regions and those buyers. A lot of that is closeness to proximity, but a lot of it is that they like the quality of the wheats that we provide with Hard Red Winter for the bread uses that they utilize in the marketplace in that region. So we just feel like it was important to have that dialogue going on, and also important to have those meetings in place if something like the tariffs did arise, to make sure that we could try to work around that and figure solutions of how we were going to be able to market to them had there been a cost increase placed on what they were purchasing from the United States. Certainly very positive for us in agriculture from the commodity side, I think, moving forward, that we're not going to have to deal with that right now. The meetings went very well. Also, a lot of discussion about where we are 10 to 20 years from now and our relationships in agriculture in the U.S. In regards to rail infrastructure, what we're going to be doing also for elevator infrastructure, and what we can do to be successful in continuing that relationship to provide them the best qualities of wheats that they want for the milling and baking characteristics in that region.
So last question for you. I know that Russia and Argentina would love to get their foot in that door there in Mexico. So it sounds, though, like the U.S. wheat industry is really being proactive in making sure that relationship tries to ward off all of that intrusion.
Well, so no doubt we continue to face increased competition from Russia, specifically in Africa and the Middle Eastern countries, which traditionally 10 to 15 years ago were large buyers from us. We know that the population is going to continue to increase in Mexico and South America too. We just happen to be in closeness to proximity for Mexico, so we feel like that benefits us, no doubt, in Oklahoma from a cost standpoint of being able to ship down there. But there are times in the marketplace where Russia can be more cost competitive than us when it comes to taking wheat into Mexico. They haven't been as successful in doing that in that region because of the proximity, but we do know that they would like to get their foot in the door, no doubt, and so we are trying to be proactive in those relationships, and we're trying to be able to provide better products for them that the Mexican Millers Associations want to utilize out of the United States. So that comes to cleanliness, end-use quality characteristics, lots of study going on right now at Oklahoma State University, as well as the Wheat Marketing Center in Portland, Oregon, about end-use functionalities for the bakers. And I think moving forward, you certainly are going to see a lot more research being conducted on those aspects as to how we can provide better products for them that are going to give them greater opportunities to capture market share for their regions. Certainly doing work on tortilla development, as well as pasta making out of hard red winter wheat. Those are things that we weren't doing 5 or 6 years ago. That's all part of newer markets, not only for the millennial market and the domestic market, but hoping we can carry that research on into markets like Mexico and South America and be more competitive with our product in those regions too.
That's Mike Schulte, Executive Director of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission. For the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network and the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Carson Horn reporting.